Blog Talk Radio.
The hell happened? Hey.
Hello.
What happened?
I don't know. Something happened.
Wow.
Welcome to the show. What the hell happened here?
Let's just don't even get to hear the Moonshine Bandits full song.
What the hell? I don't know what happened.
No, you're below the Manson-Nixon line. I told you this. You got Bill of Maryland. You barely even discovered electricity by this point.
We're having thunderstorms here, so if I disappear...
Oh, blame it on the weather. Blame it on the weather.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Green
Ideas. Global
cooling
didn't work, so they made it global warming. That didn't work, so they made it climate change. Now that's a catch-all. So I guess it works now.
I don't know what happened to that song, but anyway, it doesn't matter. We got a lot to talk about tonight anyway.
Hi, darling.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing
quite...
Oh, Butterbottom, I love you, man.
Butterbottom. You know, I haven't been called that in a long time.
How about Sugar Tush? I get millions
of
fucking
things. All right, everybody. That's John of Defcon Sauces. I'm
Frank slash
Mr. Sizzle. And we're here for another
Mr.
show.
Mr. Sizzle. Oh, boy.
Mr. Sizzle.
Wow, that's nice.
Well,
I like that.
What can I say? So, why don't we start off since everything's fucked up already?
See, Mr. Sizzle, I would have preferred the fucker from Jersey.
No, Mr. Sizzle.
You know, Mr. What? Sizzle, well, you're the guy who smokes and does all your brilliant ideas. You got all that stuff going. I'm just a fucker from Jersey.
Yeah, you are just a fucker from Jersey.
Right.
This is where we
and people that live in New Jersey understand what I mean. We don't take that as an offense. We take it as a pride.
People who do not live in New Jersey understand that. You're just a fucker from New Jersey. We all get
I'm just a fucker from Jersey. Yeah, that's not even New Jersey. Oh no. Now think about it. New Jersey. Now think about it. But, well, New Jersey. Okay, what if you got rid of the new? Okay, so we'd be Jersey. That works. That kind of works. Right, yeah, we all say, we don't say we're from New Jersey. We're from Jersey. Well, what other new state can you say? Well, I'm from Hampshire. I'm from York. I'm from Mexico. It doesn't work. We're the only New Jersey. We are Jersey, and we're the only new one that works. Ha-ha! See that?
You are right. You are right. Never
I'm from Mexico.
That.
Go back.
All right. Well, this is where you do your selfish promotion. So let me play your theme music.
Oh, the music.
Tell
yeah.
us what's going on.
My music. My music. Oh, wondering mist to my ears. Yeah, well, yeah, we've been a little busy. Tomorrow, I will be in the Chatham, New Jersey train station on the Morrison Essex line, parking lot for the weekly farmers market from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, I will be set up, me personally, will be set up in Chester, New Jersey at Borough Field, right on Main Street in Chester, a beautiful town, a great day trip in town. If you guys are looking for something to do on a beautiful Sunday, because this weekend is going to be freaking gorgeous, come on down. A lot of mom and pop shops, tons of restaurants, tons of stuff to do. Come on down and, hey, stop down and say hi. Other than that, after the market on Monday, or on Saturday in Chatham, I join my Pokemon Go friends, and we go for our Articuno's. We go for Articuno raids until 5 o'clock. And then on Sunday, after I get done with the Chester Market, I head up Drew University and go for the Squirtle, the whole Squirtle Day, Community Day thing, go catch a bunch of Squirtles for the Squirtle Squad. But that's my life. See, folks, it's really, really cool. All you have to do is become one with it. It's really, really cool.
Can I ask Can I ask a question?
Oh, God. Yeah, go ahead.
When you have these Squirtle Pokemon, whatever you do.
The Squirtle Squad. Don't fuck with the, do not fuck with the Squirtle Squad. I'm telling you right now.
How many people show up to these Squirtle things?
Let's see. Community Day last time was about 300 people. And, yeah, and a lot of us got along. That's one little town. One little town. If you didn't realize, Pokemon Go has been is probably the biggest grossing app game that has hit the phones. I hate to say it. it's done a major resurgence. They've really rebuilt the game from what it used to be 2 years ago. And actually, this weekend is the second anniversary. And 2 years later, the app is still going strong. Actually, as strong, if not a little stronger than it was. Dude, these guys are pulling in hundreds of millions of dollars on this shit. You got to give them some credit. I mean, 2 years later, an app game is still going strong like this. People, that game died 2 years ago. Well, you're a fucking moron. You know, it didn't. Besides CNN, go to some real news and look at what's actually going on with Pokemon, and you'll find it out. Don't listen to the fake news. Pokemon is going strong and well. And I'm very happy. I've met so many fucking friends. We do always raids together. It's a lot of fun. It gets everybody out of their houses. You got kids from like 12 years old up to freaking 50, 60 years old, all playing the freaking game. And they meet in the middle of nowhere to go defeat some dude, some Pokemon guy in a raid on a gym. It's freaking hilarious. People are getting along with this. It gets kids out of the house. They're actually walking around, not sitting on the goddamn consoles, getting fat, just swallowing down a whole bunch of freaking chicken fingers. Chicken finger. What's a chicken finger? What's a chicken finger?
I don't want to see
the chicken that came from.
All I want to tell you is I have a problem joining a group called the Squirtle Group.
Dude, you're so off base. No, the Squirtle is one of the many hundreds of Pokemons. It's a little turtle dude called Squirtle because he shoots water out of his mouth. Squirtle, turtle, it kind of makes sense. It was from the original series back in 1996, whenever hell it was. Squirtle Squad. And they got sunglasses. These motherfuckers got sunglasses. These turtles got sunglasses. Look up Squirtle Squad. You'll see what I'm saying. Look it up. Just go Google it. Squirtle Squad. That's what I'm talking about.
To me, it sounds like a bunch of guys getting together who can't find a girlfriend. They're but a Squirtle Squad. I just don't get it.
Right. And yeah. I show up there with my wife. And guys show up there with their girlfriends, and girlfriends show up with their boyfriends, and they all work together for a common problem. So that kind of shot that to shit. Next.
All right. Well, this week I was busy working on projects.
Just the Gigolo. Really?
Yeah.
You're no Diamond Dave. You're no Diamond Dave. Oh God, this is horrible. I apologize for the music. He does this to himself. He's a flatulist. Go ahead.
I had microwave corn on tonight. Have you ever heard that?
You sound like shit, dude. Get the pillow out of your mouth. Pillow biter, take. We can't hear you.
Will you shut up for a second? Just shut up for a second. Have you ever
there you go.
The
now I can hear you. All right.
Have you ever had corn on the cob in the microwave?
No. Why would I do something that forbidden?
This is how you do it. You take corn in the hut, corn in the hut, and you let it soak for like 5 minutes in the sink. And then you put it, you cut off the end, not the end with the silks, the other end. You cut off the end, and you throw it in the microwave 5 minutes. Now, I don't know why you have to do it this way, but then you have to, you let it 5 minutes, and then you have to wait 1 minute, and then turn it on again for another 2 minutes. Then you take it out. It's very hot, too, by the way. Be very, very careful. Then you grab the corn by the
good
sticks,
God.
And you shake it. You shake it. I swear to God, this works. You shake it, and it falls out of the husk with no silks, and it's perfectly cooked.
But you're holding on to the
silk. Easiest way to make corn on the cob.
Easiest way? Dude, that took you 7 minutes to just prep it.
Yeah, it takes too long to shuck it and put it in the pot and let the water boil. You can do it in 7 minutes.
Oh, okay, Mr. Frank Millennial. So supposedly this takes shorter amount of time. I beg to differ.
Yes.
This is 7 minutes of, but put it for five, let it rest. Put, you know, like Julia Child with a freaking ear of corn. It's like, no, bad. You wait till boiling water's done.
No,
you throw the fucker in there. It takes 20 seconds to shuck the, 10 seconds to shuck the friggin' thing. You throw it in a pot of boiling water. Boom, it's done in 3 minutes. Throw it on a plate. Put some butter on it. Eat it. You're just sitting there waiting for the beep, beep.
And then you got to do it again. No, it takes you more than 7 minutes just to get water to boil. I can bet you that. I'll bet you that.
While you're preparing the corn for the water, it's starting to heat up. Your corn's done. 7 minutes?
Wait.
You said you have to wait a couple of minutes. So you're almost up to 10 minutes of microwaving corn.
Well, you know what? You actually got a point because you have to let it soak.
You know what?
For like
you put it on a stove. Jiffy Pop takes less time than that.
Jiffy Pop, you can do it in like 2.5 minutes.
There it is. See that? And they know what
there
they're doing.
Is. By the way, if anybody's out there who's ever microwaved corn the way I just described it, call in and tell John how good it is that way.
Tell me how good it is. I don't like anything out of a microwave. Any unit you put a mic, it may run by the magnetron. Sounds like some kind of Transformers, dude. Sorry, I don't like the microwave. Never liked the microwave. Have no use for the microwave. It's good for putting tinfoil in and watching the sparks.
Yeah, but you play Pokemon, so what do you know? Okay.
I play Pokemon. Yeah, I'm actually outside walking around. Walking around. Outside.
Goodbye, Pokemon. We have an update on our international listeners.
Oh, you were saying.
Saudi Arabia. Yeah, Saudi Arabia.
Woo-hoo.
Egypt. Saudi Arabia, Egypt. And Ireland and England.
We got Ireland?
Yes, Ireland.
Oh, for folks' sake. You should have told me we got Ireland. Oh, welcome aboard, for folks' sake. Love you, love you, love you, love you.
Yep, and we have Australia, UK, France, Italy, Canada, of course, Russia. 22% of our listeners.
Of course, Russia. We're in collusion with Hillary.
And the U.S. But
of course,
the U.S. The U.S. is actually 46% of our listeners, so we have 54% international listeners to the show.
Hey, man. Whatever it is, they like us. We love them. It's an easy equation.
All right. Are we done? Now, I guess we got to do food news, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's the show is done. All right. No, we need food news.
I have to correct something. Remember last week when I said I did a shout out to Shotgun, and then you asked me why I call her Shotgun?
Right.
Well, I said because she wads my shotgun, and people are telling me that that's not the right terminology.
It's not.
That's an old fashioned, like that's back in the day when they used to take and put, you know, the ball in and put the wad in. So
yeah, you never put the ball in. No, you always go head first. Never put the ball in.
Well, I'm actually correcting this.
I shoot muzzle loaders. I understand how a muzzle loader works. Yes.
Anyway, I'm changing that. I like the way she pumps my shotgun, and I especially like the way she unloads it. Okay, so got that straight.
I don't know. It's below the Manson-Nixon line. Things go awry. I don't get it.
Let's go to food news.
I mean, God, you guys just learned electricity, are clueless about firearms. I figured you guys. Oh boy, what do we got?
All right, first story. We have 25 stories, by the way. So we're
25. Oh, everyone's going. Oh my God. We're gonna go through. And now, did you see the shout outs they gave on Facebook? We might actually have call ins. So you have to tell them the number to call into.
714-242-5272. If you want to call in, we had tons of listeners last week, by the way. Tons of listeners last week and the week before. I don't know where all the listeners are coming
call
from.
Call in! We want to harass you! Please call us! Please!
All right, story number one.
Number one. Shoot!
Well, Seattle, they went and did it, John. They banned plastic straws and utensils. The whole city.
Oh, wait. You know, there's a name for that.
What's that?
Vodka.
Yes.
Vodka.
Yes,
that's right.
They have banned. I just find this to be the most
fucking
ridiculous.
Paha.
It's just the most ridiculous bunch of shit that we've got all these restaurants. Now we got cities that are banning freaking straws. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. See, we had to live with Lord Doomberg out of New York, the nanny state, telling us that we couldn't have like 24-ounce. No, it has to be less than 16 ounces because it's not good for you. Who the fuck are you to tell me what I can and can't have? No, you are not coronated. You're a freaking mayor, you idiot. But also, no, straws. Straws are evil.
Straws are evil. And I just find, I wrote on Facebook earlier this week, I mean, come on, there is famine, issues.
Oh,
we
got a whole bunch of bad shit going on, and you got to worry about freaking pajas. It's like, come on, man. All right, I'll tell you what. Tell the paraplegic that you know that he's no longer allowed to use straws. He will not be happy with you. All right.
Well,
I mean, look. Don't. The straw thing is stupid. It's freaking stupid.
It is stupid.
And don't tell me they had to hire some. Oh God, the Straw Association of whatever bullshit. Blah 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 blah. They gave them like $1.2 million to figure this out, and they did. And this is what you got.
Well, as we learned last week, Aardvark Straw Company is the only straw company out there that has an FDA-approved straw that's made out of paper.
Oh, my God. Aardvark, that's two A's. Actually, three A's when you think about it.
Yeah, it is three A's. So Aardvark, if you need to get unplastic
Aardvark,
straw.
Aardvark, AAA in Aardvark. Ha-ha! See what it did there?
Sorry, I heard that. All right, number two story. Now, you and I have been talking about this for probably, I don't know, for months.
Oh,
for
God.
Months and months and months.
You're going to kill me with this one, aren't you?
Yeah, the Bloomberg Intelligence Group. Now
there's an oxymoron. Bloomberg Intelligence. That's great. Continue.
They have determined, listen to this, this is going to be shocking to you, I know. They have determined they've determined in a study that restaurant could be among the hardest hit by the minimum wage hikes that took effect recently in several states and cities. Wage increases will likely apply additional pressure at a time when many restaurants are facing slim margins and failing traffic, resulting in companies raising their menu prices.
Right.
Well, guess what? Bloomberg caught up with us, John.
Uh-oh. No, they didn't.
What, uh-oh?
No, they didn't catch up. How'd they catch up?
I got a story about ketchup.
Dude, no, they didn't catch. No. They didn't catch up. It's the fact that, no, honestly, you know, I have a problem with people making, like, the minimum wage being $15 an hour. Okay, you're paid more than paramedics, okay? You made my burger wrong. She's saving your life. There's a big difference there. Anyway, when it comes down to, like, okay, when they pay, restaurants have been able to pay their workers, like, shit. Like $3 or whatever the hell it is. Anybody out there listening that works for some restaurant, please call in. I mean, because I don't know the exact wage you guys make. It's bullshit wage. It's absolute bullshit. And you rely on tips. I'm a very good tipper. I start with I'm gonna tip very well. But every time there's some little fuck up that's not your fault. Like, if the steak is cooked wrong, that's not the server's fault. That kind of stuff. I'm not going to hold you responsible. But if all of a sudden it's kind of like I need a beer and I'm waiting for 30 minutes, well, you get one demerit because I need beer. And you're the only one who can serve me because you said we can't order from – that we're told that we can't order from the – there's an issue. But paying them $3 an hour or whatever the hell it is, it really is bullshit. I mean, and millennials are notorious for not giving tips. That's just off the bat, right? And so there's actually I've been hearing stuff on, you know, reading, looking, watching, whatever, about the fact that they're actually looking to give up the whole tip thing. I mean, actually, the United States is one of the few countries that actually still tips. It's unheard of, and like in England and stuff like that, you just don't do it. It's kind of in the price, but it's in the price because they pay their workers an actual livable wage as opposed to $3 an hour. It's like a thing that restaurant owners have been taken advantage of forever, and which is horrible. And you know, nah, I'll leave it alone.
Well, guess what. You're going to be paying more in your menu prices, too, for this $15 an hour deal that's according to Bloomberg.
Well, of course. But I'm not going to go out to eat to Wendy's. When I go out to eat, it's going to be to a better place. But the Wendy's guy who gets my freaking order wrong when I said I want a burger, plain meat and bread, get the thing fucking home, and the thing's got shit cheese on it. It's like, okay, you want a $15 an hour? Bite me, bitch. I mean, it's just.
Speaking of ketchup, number three story, ketchup and one dozen other products are set to be included in the $21.2 billion U.S. tariff that's being drawn up by the European Commission. Other items likely to be added will be frozen fish and raisins.
That's great.
Frozen fish and raisins, yep. So,
why not? I guess it's not tilapia, huh? I wonder why. Go ahead.
And Canada, they're getting ready to raise tariffs on ketchup and ready for this? Pizza.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Everybody in the New York tri-state area eats Canadian pizza. What the fuck?
No. If we ship our pizza to them, they're going to charge us.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and they'll pay it because Canada pizza, they're not known for pizza. We are. Okay? Everybody's all up in arms about this freaking tariff thing. You know what? If you look at the numbers of it, instead of being just, Trump sucks because he just sucks, if you look beyond that, the myopic view, if you look beyond that, United States has been taken advantage of by all the countries that are now, we're going to levy these things. Yeah, you know why? Because you're making so much goddamn money off of us for so freaking long that you forgot about that. What do we got to do something? It's knee-jerk reaction to the obvious. It's like they've been making so much money off of us for so many freaking years.
It's going to implode anyway. I'll give it.
It's going to.
Months.
No, it's going to. Canadians need the pizza, and we're the only ones who make it. Good.
You wait. About 3 months from now, there will be zero tariffs on anything because Trump will have
Won.
Trump
and there'll be a lot. Oh my God. Wait. So wait for it. it'll be a level playing field. Holy shit. Holy hats, Batman.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like an epiphany. No, it's a level freaking playing field now for a change after,
way,
I don't know, five decades of bullshit.
That's the way it should be. Fair, what's fair? Fair with everybody. No tariffs
right.
on anything. That's the way it should be.
Everybody wants fair this and fair that. Well, this is fair. Let them pay something as opposed to us just getting reaped. I didn't want to say raped. I said reaped. Just get everybody's reaping us of the money. There's just getting boom, 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 boom. We're getting charged for everything. It's dumb. It's fucking dumb. And finally, somebody stood up and said, you know, I've had enough of this. And yeah, you're right. It's gonna be a minor explosion, and then everything's gonna like settle down after about 6 months, and everyone's gonna be freaking happy, except the Never Trumpers who will still be the jumping how about that one wench who climbed the freaking Statue of Liberty on July 4th. There were tens of thousands of tourists that wanted to walk that wanted to see the Statue of Liberty, and this wench thinks, Trump's evil. Shut up. Get off the statue. Just go eat some really bad blowfish, okay? And just off yourself. This is stupid. Anyway.
Speaking of tariffs, now this is kind of interesting. If the tariffs continued, U.S. cheesemakers rely on foreign sales. Yep, cheesemakers, but they're struggling to cope with the increased tariffs from China and Mexico, okay?
Please.
Manufacturers say many Mexican buyers have paused their ordering of American cheese, and they may end up making fewer fresh cheeses and make more Parmesan, Asago, and other versions with longer shelf lives to avoid having losses while the orders remain in flux. Mexican dairies, listen to this.
Yep.
Mexican dairies are also revamping up their production, forcing processors to look for alternative suppliers for cheeses such as Gouda in the EU, reported the Wall Street Journal. So, I mean, it's disrupting everything from pizza.
This is great. This is exactly what should happen, because you made it. Mexico made a choice to go F you, America, and now you got to look to the EU for cheese. Seriously, dude, this is exactly what it. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Moving along. Have you been to one of these Lidl stores yet? Lidl.
What is that?
Lidl Lidl.
I don't even know what that. I don't even know what that is.
It's a new grocery store. I think they're from Germany.
Okay.
And they're basically it's all private label shit. I don't like them. I mean,
Trader Joe's where they make nothing but say it's their own.
Yeah, basically. Well,
I went into
one and I said, this ain't going to fly. Once again, our crystal ball is correct. Lidl's U.S. expansion plans have fallen short. After the chain began opening in U.S. stores, the company opened its first 10 stores in June of 2017. And expected to open 100 stores in 1 year, but guess what, John?
They didn't.
They're not getting the response from the U.S. consumer that they expected, and only 53 U.S. stores are now in 6 East Coast states. The grocery plans to continue opening more stores, but at a slower pace. Nobody likes the shit. That's why.
No. And one of the other reasons is Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Well, that has a lot to do with it, too. You're right.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. And Whole Foods still, I don't know if they still do, but they sold asparagus water. So I want nothing to do with Whole Foods.
Speaking of that, good segue, Amazon will fold Whole Foods Market locations into their annual Prime Day event. The sales event will run from July 16th to July 19th. So, and from what I don't understand, are you a Prime member? I'm not. Are you a Prime member?
My wife is. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, it was really really good when they first started it, but of course, as every good thing comes to an end, it's kind of like Prime is kind of like subprime now. It's losing its luster. I mean, when Prime first came out, dude, you couldn't beat the goddamn thing. That's why everybody signed up for it. But the longer you have it, the more you realize that, no, it's not as much as it was. But anyway.
Well, they're rolling it out on Whole Foods markets as of July 16th.
Well, of course, because they paid a lot of money for Whole Foods. They got to promote it.
Big Giant sale July 16th through July 19th. Also,
yeah, big
remember
giant
the
sale.
Amazon
asparagus water, 50% off. We're going to charge you $19 a quart for asparagus water.
You remember the Amazon Go store where you don't have to use your wallet?
Oh, yeah. It was like big in the news, and then it just died.
Well, guess what? They're opening a second one in Seattle.
Good. And in Seattle, they're gonna have is like Doritos and all the junk food because, yeah, it's legal.
Well, they're gonna open their second store. So I guess the first one's been a success. They're gonna make this one bigger in Seattle. I swear to you.
Good.
I mean, that's so fucked up.
You walk into a store, it's kind of like everybody's worried about their privacy, but you walk into a goddamn supermarket and their eyes are on everything you touch. Every single footstep you do in that supermarket, boom, dun, 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 it's all you are now a walking metric. And you walk out without having to do anything, but if people are worried about their privacy, you walk into a Google or an Amazon, like a supermarket, you just gave up your rights to live.
Well, it's like when you walk through that machine at the airport and you have to put your arms up.
Right.
I mean, I don't like that damn thing. So this is even worse.
This is worse, dude. They see you in a parking lot. Well, I mean, everybody is. What's the average? Like everybody's picture's taken like 27 or 28 times a day, just in the standard course of a living in a day. Well, when you walk into one of these Amazon or Google, these supermarkets, you are now nothing but a statistic. You walk in, you're a bipedal statistic because they watch every motion you make. They probably have cameras on everyone's eyeballs to see which label they're looking at the most, getting all the metrics. Dude, you're a walking goddamn metric. But everybody's worried about their privacy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right on that.
Seattle's taking away straws, but they're going to have a Go store, so go figure.
Yeah, they're going to have a Go store, right. We're worried about straws, but we know everything about you by the time you leave our supermarket.
Our next story is kind of a segue, which you talked about with the sugar drinks.
Yep.
Chili, you know, the country of chili. They introduced a soft drink tax, and they found that consumption of sugar drinks dropped because of that tax. The study found an overall 21.6% decrease in the monthly purchase volume of sugary soft drink, while among middle and high school high socioeconomic groups, the monthly purchase fell 16 to 31%.
This is all in Chile?
This is all in Chile, yes.
Okay.
How many people live in Chile? Seven or eight.
Right. So three of them give up soft drinks. So now we actually have a metric we can use to talk about how the really.
Well, to me, it doesn't really mean it. What it means is people just don't want to foolishly spend money. People want to save money,
right,
and they don't want to spend all this extra tax on something,
right,
so they go to something else that's not taxed. I mean,
just because they're not buying soft drinks doesn't mean that. Maybe the soft drinks are too high priced, so they didn't buy them this week.
No.
I mean, come on.
They bought candy bars or juice or something instead.
Exactly. It's a non.
Stupid. All right, California.
It is. No, it is. When you really think about these studies. And did anybody pay for this one? Were there hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on the to find out how many people didn't buy soft drinks in Chile? Probably. somebody got some government money for some freaking college somewhere in ass fuck North Carolina, whatever the fuck it was. And we got $100,000, so let's go. They bought less. Okay, that's our study. They bought less. We have a new
all right,
wing.
California. You know, everybody's all upset about children being in cages, right?
Oh God. Oh, but okay. Bring it. Oh, this is
going to
be good.
No, I'm not going there. I'm just segueing, you know. So that's a big story now. Children in cages. Well,
I like the
California
fact that they're doing DNA. I like the fact that now they're putting, they're doing DNA testing to make sure that the parent is actually the parent of the child. Now
that's
something.
Smart.
That's fucking awesome. Are you kidding me? Of course, the Dems are having a fucking conniption shit about this fucking thing. But no. Well, you said you're her father. Well, the DNA says no, you're not. And all those tattoos on your neck and forehead and your arms and legs and back and scrotum say that you probably weren't to begin with, but we proved it wrong. So anyway.
Speaking of that, on a side note, did you see where that guy, that gang member, died because he tried to dip his scrotum and gold,
yes.
He was trying to encase.
Yes, and he killed him. Wait, he had balls to dip. He had big balls to dip. He wanted to make balls of gold. Well, yeah. They're going to love you in heaven.
All right.
Yeah,
anyway,
have fun with that one. No, and the guy actually died. He dipped his ball sack in gold.
Yeah.
Man, did you know? Obviously, you know. You would have known. Molten gold's hot. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, back to the California story. So I've been thinking about this hard. Okay, so I can see people are upset about children in cages. How do you feel about animals in cages, John?
I hate it. That's why I don't eat veal.
Okay.
No, I don't eat veal. That's for a specific reason. That's disgusting what they do to veal. I'm not a pita person.
California.
Believe me, I'm not a pita person. But what is done to some animals is freaking disgusting, dude.
Well, California is going to vote this fall on whether to strengthen a law on how farm animals are confined and raised. Proposition 12 would ban the sale of meat derived from animals and their food products. Everything
associated so milk.
To this
we have free range milk.
Unless they are not confined in a certain area. By 2021, the measure would require all eggs sold in California to be from hens raised according to the United Egg Producers Cage Free Guidelines. In addition, meat and pork will also have these guidelines by 2021. Unbelievable.
Wait,
see
what California wants is California wants to be like India, like New Delhi, where you have like livestock walking through streets because they're uncaged. This is insane. It's insane. And their products. Okay, so eggs. Okay. And people in California being taxed enough to death, let's throw on some more taxes because to have all these things free range, well, we have to charge more for them. We don't know why, but we just have to charge more for them. It's kind of like organic.
Uh-huh.
Organic in California does not mean what organic means in New Jersey. We have to charge more for it because it's organic. Well, why do you have to charge more for it? Because we can. That's what it comes down to. It's crazy, dude.
After reading this article, I've come to the conclusion that why stop at farm animals? I think we should open all the zoos, let the lions and tigers and bears go.
Yes.
I think we should open
lions
up
and tigers
all
and bears.
Country.
Oh my! In California only, though.
Yeah.
Open up all the zoos in California.
Yes, penitentiaries. Those are we're animals, right? Animals are humans
are
animals,
that's
right?
But that's only cell block like B and D.
No, gotta let them out. They're in cages. So why stop at farm animals?
Mm.
Let everybody out. Let everybody run free. Born free.
As free as my ass blows. Right. Got it.
So stupid. All right.
That would be fun to watch, though. It'd be like Escape from San Francisco on a massive scale. Kurt Russell's too old to do it, but that'd be a great sequel.
Arabica coffee.
Arabica.
Prices have dropped.
Arabica.
Yeah,
Arabica.
Arabica.
Right.
How do you
right.
say that? Arabica.
Yep. Yes. Right.
Arabica coffee prices dropped 3% on July 2nd, falling to $1.12 a pound. Now, let me ask you.
Don't care.
When's the last time you've gotten coffee? For, I know you don't.
I have never bought coffee in my entire life.
I just bought a pound of coffee at Walmart, which is one of the cheaper places. I paid like $8.98 for a pound of coffee, but yet the actual people who are selling the damn coffee, $1.12. Now, talking about markup, Jesus Christ.
Well, you're the one buying it. Who's the fool?
Well, in Brazil, the prices of coffee have dropped 19%. So I ask you, John, have you heard about Starbucks and the problems that they're having?
The problem they're having is, when they open up Starbucks to a bunch of people that learned their own language to order coffee. Personally, growing up, I was like, "Can I get a coffee regular?" And that's everybody. I think I've had two cups of coffee my entire life. It was like the worst thing I've ever tasted. Loved the smell of it, hated the taste of it. There's a whole thing about the. When you come up with your own language to order a cup of coffee, there's something wrong with coffee. There's something wrong with it. It's grown. But no, you're paying too much for it. I talk to people at work. They will pay for. Was it a venti? That's a new word for large. They'll pay like $9 to $10 for a fucking cup of coffee. What's wrong with you?
And the actual,
what the actual how far does your DNA coffee. Go back? $10 for a cup of coffee?
You know how many cups of coffee you can make out of a pound of coffee too, by the way? You can make like 270 cups of coffee. 270 cups of coffee roughly.
All right, you've been to Starbucks.
Yes.
You've ordered from Starbucks.
I hate Starbucks, yes.
You've ordered coffee from Starbucks, correct?
Not anymore, but in the early days.
In your lifetime.
Yes, I have in the past.
Okay. And what did you pay for that cup of coffee?
Probably about
$6
bucks back then. $6.
And that was not for a venti. That was for a medium-y, right?
Medium-y, yes.
Now, whatever
anyway.
The fuck you call it. A venti, a shed of venti. Who the frick knows? It's a stupid language. All right, $6. And so now you said you can get how many cups of coffee out of a pound of coffee?
About 270.
Okay, out of a pound of coffee. All right, now you paid $6 for a medium-y at Starbucks. So
that
probably used probably about a fingernail full of coffee, right?
Yeah, probably.
Right. And they charged you $6 or $7.
$6.
For that fingernail. For that six, right now, who's the stupid person? The guys they're getting $1.12, or the people ordering from Starbucks.
Well, that's my whole point. When I stop at Wawa and I can get a large for $1, I'm still paying a lot of money for that coffee. When you can get 270 cups.
Yes, but you get a medium for $6 from Starbucks. Think about it. Who's making money here? And you got a bunch of the millennials saying, oh, anti-establishment, need my Starbucks coffee. Who's the moron?
Wait, John, you're missing the point. My point is Starbucks is struggling. How the hell can they be struggling when they pay $1.12 a pound for freaking coffee? But yet
because you don't have to buy anything now. Remember they passed that law, you don't have to buy anything? You can hang out in there all day long and not buy anything. Because the homeless guy, they felt bad for the one guy, so, hey, might as well make ourselves look like idiots national. It's kind of like Target with the, hey, yeah, let your, yeah, hey, anybody can use any bathroom they wanted to. and they lost like $1.something billion because of the moron. Well, there it is. They make stupid choices. No, they make stupid choices. And that was a stupid choice.
All right, moving along.
I thought you said somebody was actually calling in. 714-242-5272. Join the conversation.
I thought there was somebody calling, but there wasn't. Okay, now, where was I? Oh, compounds found naturally in green tea. Do you drink green tea? Do you drink tea?
No.
No. Well, compounds found in green tea and red wine may help treat certain metabolic diseases, according to a study published by the Journal the Journal of Communications Chemistry. There you go.
Wait. The Journal of Communications Chemistry. Since when did chemistry talk to you? Oh, this is freaking awesome. This is one of those things. This is wonderful. But I do like the idea of tea and wine. Twine. Call it twine. Green twine.
They found that.
Think about it.
There's two compounds found naturally in twine, green tea, and wine.
I did it. See, you're already saying it.
But it can be effective in blocking the formation of toxic structures in your cells. So
toxic structures.
We're finding out all these things that people talk about that are bad for you are turning out to be good for you.
Like Confederate statues and those are structures, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
You wait long enough, something that they say is bad for you turns out to be good for you, which, by the way, bacon, they're never taking that away from you.
I actually looked at the whole thing about salt. For next week's show, delve into this. This is, I find this to be fucking fascinating. In the 50s, salt was good. In the 60s, salt was bad. In the 70s, salt was good and bad. In the 80s, salt was bad. And then by the end of the 80s, salt was good. But then in the 90s, salt was bad. But then it became 2000, like one or two, salt was really good. But then salt was bad by like 2009. But then salt was good again in 2013. What the fuck is... Salt hasn't changed. People are getting paid to do studies. That's what it comes down to. It started out as global cooling. Didn't work in the 70s. Global warming. Didn't work in the 90s. Now it's climate change. Anytime the temperature changes, it's a catch-all. It's dumb.
Okay. Speaking of blueberries.
Blueberries. Hey. Yeah. Blueberries. That's a boyfriend that has not gotten laid yet.
Blueberries are at the lowest price point in over three decades. This is amazing, though. The price of blueberries.
Because they can't grow them or people aren't eating them?
Well, no. They got so many of them that the price has driven the price down. Maine's berries.
And they're really good for you.
26 cents per pound. Did I tell you the story about the lady at the Trader Joe's about blueberries? I don't think I did I?
I don't think you did.
I stopped at a Trader Joe's in Texas. And I got a bottle of wine, and I got some cheese. What else did I get?
I'm one of them high-priced individuals. I buy my wine at Trader Joe's.
There's a story behind that. I was actually in there doing a store survey, and I paid up my ass for those things. But anyway, I get into the cashier's line, and there's something about Trader Joe's cashiers that they feel like they need to tell you something special or something healthy for the day. So I get in the line. I put my stuff, and she goes, "Did you know that blueberries have all the vitamins you need in just a handful of blueberries?" So I'm looking at her and I said, "Well, okay, thank you." That was it. I thought maybe she was like they had a promotion on blueberries.
No, even I know blueberries are very good for you. They really are. Blueberries are like the good bombs. They're like little blue bombs of goodness.
Oh, they are good. I understand that, but I didn't have any blueberries on that cashier line. I wasn't buying blueberries. She just randomly decided to tell me that blueberries are good for you.
And she was not wrong.
And she was right. Maybe they're told to do that. Just tell random shit to people when they come through the line. I don't know.
Yeah, they may. They may. Anyway, that was okay. I guess I missed the story number on that one, but okay, we'll move on.
Well, no, it was related to blueberries. And my point was that my point of the story, there was no point. She just decided to tell me blueberries are good for you. A handful of blueberries
and they are.
Has all the vitamins you need in a day.
Well, not all.
Okay.
Not all, but yeah, most. I'll give her most.
According to the lady at Trader Joe's.
Right.
I said, thank you. All right.
The private label king. Right, right.
Since 2016, the price of blueberries has dropped 37%. That just blows
me away. That's amazing.
Eat blueberries. Okay. All right.
Now raspberries, on the other hand, those prices don't drop. They never drop. Berries are
good.
Why
is that?
I like a good handful of blueberries or raspberries. I do, because I don't really eat a lot of sweets. And berries are naturally sweet because they just are. That's the way they grew out of the ground. So I don't mind a handful of blueberries or strawberries. But raspberries, those motherfuckers are expensive. They are.
Did you ever eat that blueberry cereal?
Oh, no. See, oh, man, no. No, I went for the Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. I knew you were going to say that.
It was Frankenberry, Count Chocula. Oh, wait. What was the werewolf one?
Well, there was blueberries, though.
B-O-O
berries.
Well, it was boo. No, that was the ghost. The boo-berry. That was the ghost, yeah, dude. You had Frankenberry and Count Chocula, but there was a Wolfman one, too.
There was?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. It wasn't as big as.
If anybody out there calls in and tells us what the name of the Wolfman cereal is, I'll give them a free hat. There you go.
No, a free hat. Pre-worn, but free.
Free, a free hat.
Pre-worn, but free.
I don't think there was not a Wolfman cereal.
There had to be, dude, because they covered all bases, man. You got the ghost, you got the Frankenstein dude, you got the Dracula dude. Had to be a wolf. No, Wolfberry. Wait, I'm going to look it up right now. I think it was Wolfberry.
We've got to see if somebody calls in for
all right, I think it was Wolfberry. I think it was Wolfberry. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never seen the Wolfman on the shelf at like, oh my God.
I'm just thinking fuzzy berries when you say Wolfberry. I mean, who wants to eat some fuzzy berries? Like fairy berries?
See, there's a joke. There's a really, really huge joke right in the middle of that one. But
there's a called Hairy Berries.
Hairy Berries. Harry's Berries. Get a mouthful of me. What the frick? Oh my God. Fill your mouth with hairy berries. doesn't even need sugar because they're tart on their own.
All right, moving along. Nestle's
like
got a problem. You know, Nestle's doesn't just make chocolate, by the way. Nestle's is a big conglomerate. Well, there's an activist investor called Third Point, and they're pushing Nestle to break the company up into three different companies, a beverage unit, a nutrition and grocery unit, and then the chocolate unit.
And the big unit.
I like that.
The chocolate unit. there's a whole lot that can be said. anyway, again. Oh, my goodness. I'm being good right now.
The investor wants the company to spin off its ice cream, frozen foods, and confectionery businesses and sell part of it. Which, by the way, L'Oreal. Okay, when I say L'Oreal, what do you think of, John?
Well, I think of the big conglomerate that makes them. Reckitt Benckiser.
Well, L'Oreal is makeup, right, basically, isn't it?
Shampoo.
Well, why the hell would Nestle own 23% of L'Oreal?
Because they can.
I didn't know they owned part of L'Oreal. So
you ever hear Reckitt Benckiser?
No.
Continue.
All right. Back to the tariffs. I forgot one part of the story. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has launched a campaign to oppose the U.S. trade tariffs. The Chamber's state-by-state analysis estimates states and industries are affected by the tariffs, including $3.9 billion worth of exports targeted for retaliatory tariffs in Texas alone, $1.4 billion in Tennessee, and $3 billion in South Carolina. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is getting into the act. You know, Trump is probably sitting back saying, guys, would you just calm down?
No. He expected this. Everybody thinks he's a fucking moron. He's not a fucking moron. why is it that everything he's pretty much done to this point has worked? It really has.
I know.
Just because it'll tell it on CSNBC or CMLSD, whatever the fuck channel you want to watch, just because it'll tout it, it's the best thing, it actually worked, doesn't mean it didn't. He's doing things that are actually working, and nobody wants to talk about it because it pisses him off too, because it's working. And man do his job, for God's sake. You may not have voted for him. Well, I didn't vote for the last one. I kept my fucking mouth shut and let him do his fucking job, and now this guy's got to do his job. Just let him do it. That's it. There's nothing more to it. Let him do his freaking job, and who knows? He might actually be doing something right, which he is, but you don't hear about it because you listen to MSLSD.
LMNOP. Okay. Nobody.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Here. Harry Berry's.
We need more Harry Ballsacks. What do you got?
I don't think there was any. I really don't believe there's a Wolfman cereal, but no one's calling in for a free hat, so you can look it up.
I think I'm gonna look it up. I'm looking it up. I think there. I swear to God, I think there was. I think it was Wolfberry. No, Wolf. Hold on.
Stop
it.
It's already
time
to catch up on
me. Well, you get the no. Well, the knockoff was Fruit Brute, but that was horrible. Let's see what we got here. Yummy Mummy. No. Frankenberry Blueberry Count Chocula. But Frankenberry. Hold on.
I bet it
actually was General.
Harry.
No, it was General Mills. It was Fruit Brute. Just like everybody else at General Mills. Yes, you had Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Booberry, Yummy Mummy, and Fruit Brute. Now, they're all released around the same time. Telling you. I never heard of Yummy Mummy. But I knew there was a Wolfman one. I knew there was a Wolfman one.
All right. Well, you got me there. I've never had Fruit Brute or Yummy Mummy.
I'm just going by what I see.
All right. Moving along. Honolulu. We don't really talk about Hawaii very much, so here's a Hawaii story. Honolulu businesses began charging 15 cents for each bag provided to their customers at checkout. Not 5 cents, not 10 cents. 15 cents. A city
but
bill
if paid,
signed
but if,
into
but if,
law.
But if you paid 15 cents, you got a free.
Bye, Pat.
Yes.
But cracks me up, John, whether the bag is compostable, recyclable, paper, reusable, carry out, plastic, it doesn't matter. You still get charged 15 cents.
Right. That's because they can do it. And if people pay it, they'll continue to do it. If nobody does it, they'll stop charging for it.
By the way, if you get plastic bags that you put your produce in, vegetables and meats, they won't charge. They're not going to charge you for those. But
oh, good.
Check out any bag, 15 cents.
Well, honestly, Maggie got me into doing the whole thing with I don't know what they are. They're some kind of whatever it is. The bags, they're not the nylon. They're bags. But we bring a bunch of them to the supermarket, and you can get them like the farmer's market hands them out to people for shopping. And I mean, they're heavy duty. Whatever the hell they're made out of, I don't fucking care. But anyway, they actually work, and they don't break. Like the plastic bags you get now, when you do self checkout, I think they're different bags from when you go to a checkout lady. Because plastic bags on self checkout, those things, if you look at them wrong, they rip. They do,
yes.
And you know this. If you touch anything with that bag, putting it in the cart, you're gonna rip. And when that rip starts, once you pick that fucker up, everything spills out of it.
Do you ever go to Richmond, Virginia?
I've been to Richmond. I don't normally go there. There's no reason to go there for me, but that's why I've been there.
If you go there and have a meal in a restaurant, it's going to cost you more. They passed a 7.5% tax on all meals in Richmond, Virginia.
For what
increase is projected to bring an extra $9 million a year to increase spending on school construction. So there you go.
Oh, good. good. Yeah, that $200,000 education. No, we need more money to build more buildings.
7.5% on every meal. And
you know, I'm looking forward to the day when some man from above looks down at colleges and actually asks, why does a family have to put a mortgage on their house to put a kid through school? I'm waiting for the day when people realize this is stupid to spend $200,000 or $450,000 on a college education. It's gotten absolutely, it's ludicrous to spend this kind of money on a college education. And there's no guarantee of a job, especially like a communications major. Yeah, good luck with that. But it's like, and every kid that gets out of college is immediately thinks he's going to be CEO of IBM or some shit like that. It's not going to happen. There's a glut of degrees on the market. There's a glut. There is absolutely. Now, everybody, oh, my God, he said the Trump word. Yeah, he did. He's going from vocational schools. My kid doesn't want to be an electrician. Well, if he was an electrician out of vocational school, he'd probably be starting at about 70 to 75 grand and going up from there. From there. A welder, starting at easily 75. Going up from there. He wants to be a lawyer. Okay, lawyers are not in demand. They're not. They really aren't. There's way too many of them. If anybody is home during the day because either they get a sick day or they don't work, if you watch what they're trying to troll for every single day of daytime TV, it's all accident lawyers. The scum of the earth. Absolute scum of the earth. There's no lawyer jobs. The good ones aren't out there anymore. There's too many freaking lawyers. Doctors, well, with the Obamacare thing, doctors kind of our doctor, as a matter of fact, about 4 or 5 years ago, shut the gates. We're taking no new patients. Bam, and she's allowed to do that. She's not breaking the law by taking no new patients, because she was getting strapped with all the Medicare and Medicaid stuff. Doctors have to go through an extreme amount of crazy work being residents for 8 years, or they have like, oh my God, what they charge them for going to college? They spent a shit ton of money to be a doctor. Well, all of a sudden now you're doing piecemeal work with Medicare, Medicaid. It doesn't pay the bills anymore. And well, oh my God, I'm like the devil for saying this. I don't care. That's what. But vocational, I don't know where we started with this, but the vocational college, the vocational schools, that's where you want to go, because the vocations are going away. Nobody wants to do it anymore. Dude, your snores sounded like something out of Hades. You had like voices going covering it. What the hell's wrong with you?
The next story, food story, is about. I just like this story because I like the name of the two companies that are suing each other. Speaking of lawyers, you ready for this?
Oh no, oh no.
The 600-pound gorilla incorporated.
What?
Has filed a lawsuit against Mr. Cookie Face.
Oh my God! News at 11. This is like celebrity deathmatch. This is great.
Yes, 600-pound gorilla incorporated has filed a lawsuit against Mr. Cookie Face. They're arguing that the ice cream it supplied did not contain enough butterfat.
The 600-pound gorilla wants to be a 700-pound gorilla. He wants more butterfat. Jesus
Mr.
Christ, really?
Mr. Cookie Face denies the allegations. They claim that the 600-pound gorilla company can't prove the problem with the ice cream, and if it actually even hurt the company's sales. Have you ever heard of either one of those two companies?
No, I have not. And the fact that this has celebrity deathmatch written all over it. Oh my God, Mr. Cookie Face goes against the 600-pound gorilla. News at 11. This would be great. Oh man!
I read that news story. I'm like, they're making this up. And I looked it up, and those are both actual companies. 600-pound gorilla.
It does sound like something The Onion would put out or something like that. Yeah.
It's real. All right.
It's real.
Moving along.
God damn it! It's real.
Have you ever shopped at?
No, I actually have not. The reason was I refused to get an American Express card because they suck. And at the time, that's all if you wanted a Costco account, you have an American. Fuck you. I'm not doing it. And so we never went.
I've been to Costco, and Costco has a pretty nice food court. Well, it's not really a food court. It's more like a, I don't know.
If you go to Costco as a restaurant, you've got life issues.
No, they got good food there. It's nothing fancy, but I'm
right.
very upset about this story because they're removing the Polish dog from the menu, and they're replacing the Polish dog with a fruit bowl, organic burgers, and plant-based protein salads. Now, come on.
What the hell's an organic burger?
Organic burger. I don't know.
We got free-range lettuce. Our free-range lettuce has high musculature, and we make patties out of it, so you're going to like it because we serve it.
Yeah, they say their customers are looking for better, healthy food, so they're replacing the Polish dog with that.
Yes, just like McDonald's. Yes, our our customers are always looking for something more nutritious and healthy for them. That's why we are McDonald's.
That's right. Speaking
right.
of diseases, remember last week we talked about that disease called cycloporasis? Cycloporasis.
Yes, we had the issue last time too. Yes. That's funny shit. Yes, I do.
Anyway, last week there was only 82 cases of it. I told you it was because people were eating the Del Monte fresh produce vegetable trays. Well, now there's 212 laboratory confirmed cases, and 7 people have been hospitalized because of the cyclosporiasis.
If Woody had gone to the police.
My God.
And last week, I gave all the symptoms of cyclosporiasis, and I actually posted it on our blog. So in case you have those symptoms, and you ate,
if you don't, you probably have mad cow disease. But that's fine. That's fine. We're all good. Everything's fine. Move along. Nothing to see here.
All right. And let's see here. I've got 2 more stories, and then we'll be done. Remember we talked about the sales tax online that the Supreme Court said that you can charge sales tax every state?
Yep.
Alabama is the first state to jump through the hoop. And as of October 1st, they will be charging sales tax. But they're allowing you to pay one flat fee of 8%. If you do not want to navigate the 200 different city and county sales taxes across the state.
So, all right. What's the average of these cities and towns that they're trying to make you not buy from?
You can ask your accountant to go through all 200 of the different city and county taxes across the state, or you can pay just a flat 8% sales tax fee to Alabama, anything shipping.
Whenever the government comes up with something to make your life easier, there's a reason for it. They're making more money by making you think it's easy. Right. That's how it works. It's very true. And Alabama, well, you probably got some areas there where you got the like blighted area where you got a 2% tax. You probably got some areas that got 5%, 6%. But yeah, we'll make it easy on you. Just pay 8% and no questions asked. That's how that works.
By the way, that law that the Supreme Court passed, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, you're going to be paying more for your goods online. And there's the first state, 8% more. If you live in Alabama, guess what? 8% more.
Yeah, but that's by government. That's also by government directive. They don't have to charge sales tax at all. Think about it.
True. I know.
It's all by government directive. This has nothing to do with tariffs. This has nothing to do with bullshit. It's the government saying we have a choice not to charge a sales tax, but we're going to because I want my lobster for dinner.
I want my lobster.
That's all it is. That's all it is. The government has they have the power to say no sales tax, but why would they do something like that? It's not
actually in Alabama.
That would not make them money.
It's probably crawfish, not lobster, in Alabama.
Oh, so yeah, okay, 400 pounds of crawfish. That's one lobster tail. Whatever. I'm just saying the government is government directive. The government does not have to charge sales tax in any state. They don't. Hell, before it was in 1913, there was no income tax. So that's it's government directive to charge taxes because we all pay to make the government run. Well, there's a lot too many people in government.
Oh, actually, I was wrong. I have 2 more stories. I skipped one.
Shoot.
Because you were talking about salt earlier. Well,
yes.
The Scottish government, you know, over in Scotland. The Scottish
government. Yes. Go ahead.
They plan to restrict the promotion and marketing of foods high in salt, sugar, and fat. Okay?
Right. So they're going to give up haggis.
So you're not going to be able to promote anything or market anything in Scotland. It's high in salt, sugar, and now who's going to
determine what's considered common? So Scotland's basically giving up haggis.
I guess so. In addition, It may put
the national food.
They may put restrictions on food outlets in the areas around schools and will encourage the Advertising Standards Authority to strengthen rules to ban advertisements for unhealthy food near schools and any sites frequented predominantly by people under the age of 16. Now, how the fuck are they going to do that?
Yeah, you're right. No, this is okay. This is a crock of crap. It is. It's one huge steaming crock of shit. Never going to happen.
Well, the nanny state in Scotland is going to try to make it happen. I mean, it's like unbelievable. How do you even do that?
No, you can't. That's the whole thing. It's dumb. It's another one of the failed trials of just bullshit. Look at Bloomberg. The same freaking thing. The nanny state never works. People should be able to do what the hell they want with their own freaking lives. I can't buy a 20-ounce drink. Why? Because that's not good for you. I'm the one to decide what's good for me. It's my freaking life, dude. I'm in charge of my own one. You find me, Mr. Pol Pot. You know, I don't have to bow down to you. Therefore, I don't. That's so stupid. What? People, let people buy the foods they want to eat. Let them buy it, because they should be allowed.
I'm sitting here laughing. I'm laughing about the blueberry and the frankenberry and the Count Chocula
and the fruit brute.
Jesus.
Don't forget the fruit
juice. I mean, think of the shit that that they advertised to us when we were growing up.
Oh my God, yeah. Remember the dumb my buddy. It's like for the kid who has no friends. I mean, shit was hardcore back then. I mean, I'm serious. Shit was hardcore. It was like, yeah, they marketed stuff that would kill you, like jarts. I love jarts. Jarts are awesome. But, I mean, you got wounded, but you kept your eyes open when you're around a game of jarts. It kept awareness in children.
My buddy, you thought the my buddy was bad. Now they got my pillow.
My pillow. Yeah, well, as long as you're not a pillow biter, you should be fine. I mean, why bite the pillow that feeds you?
All right, last story. This story will. I know this story will shock you, but hold on to your head.
Oh! Blow my doors off, baby.
According to a study and analysis published by Respirology, wherever the hell that is. Respirology. There may be a link between fast food consumption and an increased likelihood of having asthma, wheezing, and several other allergic diseases.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah, the analysis included 16 studies finding 16. Hamburger intake was most prominent. How do you say that word? Prominently.
Wow. I thought you were going for one of big words like pervasive or something like that, but you went for something completely different. You took me off my mark, son. You're good. You are good. Nobody throws me off the mark like that. You did good.
Prominently associated with allergic diseases by eating hamburgers. Okay?
Allergic diseases. Aren't you supposed to be allergic to diseases? Because if you don't want them your friend.
I just don't understand how they can determine that.
Because they can't. They're paid thousands of dollars by a grant to some college to make money off of this to say it. That's how it works. Salt is good. Salt is bad. Salt is good. Salt is bad. Salt is good. What's it this week? Bad. Okay. Well, wait till next week. It'll be good again. That's how it works.
All right. That's how it works.
Okay. Eggs are good. Eggs are bad. Eggs are good. Eggs are bad. Now eggs are like the. Oh, yeah. At one point, eggs were a wonder food. Now they're Satan's friend. It's like you can't win. Shit changes all the time, and by the whim and by the grants that are given to colleges to do studies, And the more words you have in the name of the study, it makes people think it's more important. Whatever, it's crap. Enjoy your life. You got one to walk. You have one life. You have one walk about on this planet. Enjoy it. Don't believe the bullshit.
And the way I look at it after this week's stories, do not go to Scotland. Don't go to Richmond, Virginia. Don't go to Richmond, Virginia to eat. And by the way, don't order anything. Don't order anything online if you live in Alabama. Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah, but by next week, this will all reverse. It's like all the whole thing. It keeps the populace in flux, so they don't know what to believe and not to believe. Salt was bad, but salt is good. Fire bad, bread good. They don't know what to believe.
But I do know this. According to Trader Joe's lady at the cashier, you should eat
blueberries. Are good for you.
They have good for you and have 100% of the vitamins.
They got all the shit you need, son.
All right, I'm done. Believe it or not,
Frank, this is your grandmother talking. If you eat the blueberries, you'll poop good too.
We actually went through 25 news stories. Can you believe it?
Hey, we're good.
We're good.
And not one call in.
So,
it's like people are afraid to call in. Not to blame them, but people are afraid to call in.
Thanks for joining us again on a Friday night, and thanks for listening.
How many years has it been now?
Jeez, we're almost. It'll be 7 years in September.
That's what I thought. I put up today on a couple of sites of 7 years. Like son of a bitch, it's something. And for everybody listening out there, I've never met this chucklehead, and this chucklehead has never met me.
Nope,
this is the best
have.
Part. Never have. It's fucked up. Think about that for a minute. Let's just sink in for a minute.
I think that's why it works. Because the moment we meet each other, we're probably not going to want to do this anymore. So it's just like one of those things where 20
you're
years
drinking
from now,
the wrong whiskey. Yo, what kind of whiskey are you drinking? Son of a bitch. I'm fuck you. Yeah, I can see it going really well, real, real well. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm done, so you can do your thing and sign us off.
All right, folks. Hey, John, DEFCON Sauce here. Please join us next Friday night when we delve into the bowels of like food news again. And hey, maybe next week we're gonna have a guest. It could happen. Never know.
It
anyway,
could.
Next Friday, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm out of here.
See you later.
Blowing through the night. arms hang.